Hello there, listeners, and welcome to another summer segment by I'm Stumped. This is our fifth summer segment, and this week the topic is on holidays. I'm sure many of you will be jetting off or driving off to sunnier climes over the next few days or weeks, so you can give us a listen. As always, we've got Chris Beale here.
Hello, Sean.
And we've got a sack full of questions ready for our expert analysis. So, without further ado, let's start the show.
Well, hello, as Sean said, I'm Christopher Beale. It's nice to see you all back here listening to us again. I'm pretty impressed with our ratings. They've kind of soared through the roof. But as Sean said, I'm on the first question. It's from Dan, and he says, "Dear Chris and Sean, I'm stumped. I was just wondering, what's your least favourite part of going on holiday? Because, you know, there's always that annoying bit that threatens to ruin the holiday. So, yeah. My personal disliking is other tourists on holiday, I'm afraid to say. I mean, for example, why would you walk around a shop in just swimming trunks? If you were here, if you were in this country, you just wouldn't walk around the shops in just swimming trunks. But you have to look at all these horrible, flabby-bodied people who are like, oh yeah, we're on holiday, let's just walk around in our, you know, and they wear those flip-flops, which are always ridiculously loud, and huge earrings. What about you, Sean? That was quite an intense bit of rambling, but what about you, Sean?
I actually think maybe the jet lag's quite bad as well. You end up in a different country, you try and sleep, and you've got this jet lag that wakes you up at 4 o'clock in the morning as well. And I also think it's bad when you have to leave, like you've had a good time, it's time to leave, and then any friends or people you've met on holiday, you know that you'll probably never ever see them again. So I think that's probably the hardest part and the worst part of the holiday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to withdraw my earlier comments. That does sound a lot worse, you know. That's, you know, probably the worst thing that I find is, you know, when you are going to get a plane somewhere, but you can't get to the airport in time, so you stay over at, like, a hotel near the airport?
Yeah.
Well, you know they give you those, like, triple glazed windows, but they still don't work, so you still get woken up over and over again by planes that are going over. I don't know whether you've ever experienced that. I mean, I've only experienced it a few times, but it was a nightmare. You don't get any sleep at all, and that's without even going anywhere, so that's not even jet lag yet.
I think that's quite a good reference, because we've got another question from Joe, and I think that's Manchester, and he also goes on about how he's off to Spain soon and he's not a big fan of flying. So, in a way, it ties in with what you just said, the noise and the... many people don't like planes, simple as. Many people are scared of flying. So maybe that's the worst part of the holiday for some people, getting on a plane and that experience.
Yeah, I mean, I know that quite a few people don't like heights, and although they say that planes are like the safest way of travelling, or something like that. You know, it's much less accidents. I suppose there's less drunk drivers on the road or in the sky. But so what's the second question that we've had all the Manchester?
It was just a comment about how he's off on his holiday soon and he's scared of flying, and he was wondering if there was any tips.
Oh, to help him overcome.
Yeah.
Oh, I find that if you've got something to chew, you know, that's supposed to stop your ears from popping so much. And really, it's just you need anything to distract yourself. Well, what would you think, Sean? I'm not really too hot on this one, but.
Well, I'm not keen to chew on much while I'm in the air, to be honest. Maybe just close your eyes and imagine you were somewhere else.
What, for like a 4-hour flight?
You can also watch the in-flight movie, I suppose. That's always a good mind-numbing experience there.
That leads me on to another point, though, Sean. Do you think... Sorry, listeners, this is a question from me, not a question for you guys, but it's, you know, could be one that you'd like to ask. Do you think that it's worth buying those stupid headphones that only work in airplanes? Do you think there's a point in that?
No. I'm not really a fan of buying stuff from like the airline shop when I'm up in the air. You got all sorts really in that shop. Don't you? Like, bottles of wine, chocolates, toy planes, and everything else. So you just think.
Yeah, you get toy models of the Twin Towers, and you can just get the planes.
quite why you'd buy a little EasyJet model and dump it on your mantelpiece at home is beyond me, but some people that may appeal to some people, I suppose.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't really want to get myself in trouble, but when you buy those headphones, there's some weird thing, you know, one of the ones that you buy on the plane itself, they sometimes say to you that they want you to give them back at the end of the flight or something.
Yeah.
Like you buy them and then you're supposed to give them back. We didn't give ours back. We didn't give ours back. So they do work on most airplanes. But I was just like, they have this movie, and like, it's that situation where if you don't buy headphones, you know that the person behind you is gonna think the movie is the best film they've ever seen. So if it's like a comedy, they're gonna be like, "Oh my god, this is the funniest film I've ever seen! Oh god, Jesus!" and all of that sort of stuff. And you're just gonna be like, "Just shut up, just shut up."
I agree totally. It's horrible when you're staring at a screen and it's like you're deaf because all you can see is people's lips moving on the screen. You think, what am I missing out on here? I should have paid my £4 headphones at the start of the flight.
Yeah, exactly. Apart from if it's some stupid film like Lost in Translation or something like that.
Yeah, you never know. I wonder what films they can actually put on there. Maybe like Snakes on a Plane, like maybe, all sorts.
Anything to do... they should put Aeroplane on there for a laugh. Don't know whether you've ever seen that.
No.
Anyway. Hello and welcome, this is Wish You Were Here. With us today we've got Sean telling us about his wonderful holiday in Afghanistan. So Sean, how is it out there?
Well, hello Chris, I'm having quite a nice time here in Afghanistan. The weather's absolutely scorching, everything's quite dusty and sandy, and it's quite lively. I think clubs and music's playing, but I can't really hear it over some loud explosions, but the locals are really, really friendly. One of them offered me his dog because he needed some food for his family, and everyone's just going around with a smile on their face as they try and scrub the blood off the streets. But I'm having quite a nice time here, Chris.
Well, that's nice to hear. I think we've just lost connection with them there. Might have been that last mortar strike, but we'll get back to him soon. Anyway, thank you for watching, and quick, cut the film. Cut the film. Good, thank you. Well, we hope you enjoyed that clip. We've worked quite hard on that one. So, on to our third question. Third and final question for this episode. And I believe, yes, it's from Alex, and he says, Dear I'm Stumped, how do I get time off work for holiday? What's the best way to go about it? So I'll let you start off with this one, Sean, and I will jump in at some point. So yeah, what's the best way?
Well, it depends how much time Alex wants off work, really. I think maybe you could just leave without notice, to be honest, and just go off and enjoy his holiday, really. Just apply for some time off work, or maybe just do a runner.
Yes, you're right. It does kind of depend on what he's doing, but let's just say, for the sake of answering the question, that he wants a week, and he's working in like just a normal sort of retail environment. Do you think there's any point in like trying to pretend that you're ill, or do you think that it's just better to just come straight out with it straight away and just say, look, I need this time off, I've got this holiday booked? Or do you, what do you think? What do you think about that?
It's a question we can get our teeth stuck into, isn't it? I think, well, to be fair to Alex, what he needs to do is work hard before his holiday. So in the weeks coming up before his holiday, maybe he could do a few night shifts as well, maybe.
Or to kind of like to kind just, of butter them up, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Butter them up, butter his employee up, employer. And then say suddenly, well, I've done all this work, can I have a few weeks off to go on my holidays? And they're not going to say no. Right? So it's only fair that they let you go off on your holidays if you've worked hard.
So it's work hard, play hard, in your personal opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty concise way of answering that question. I mean, also, you could always make sure that you book your holiday well in advance. You know, I mean, I know when you're ordering holidays, you know, if you want to go abroad, then you might like order your tickets well in advance. So when you do that, you know, then try and book your holiday. Or try and make sure that it's not on a week that you know that they're going to be ridiculously busy, because then you're more likely to get your holiday, aren't you?
And the key thing is to keep calm and not get in a flap about it.
Yeah, yeah. If you start getting in a flap about it, nobody's going to win then. I mean, they're just going to be like, oh no, if he can't be bothered, then we can't
exactly.
be bothered.
He shouldn't mess his employer around. The stakes are just simply too high.
Yeah, I mean, he says he works in Tesco's, and I mean, I'm pretty sure that they're a big corporation, so they're gonna allow him some time. And I mean, they probably just unloaded recruitment and all of that sort of stuff for the summer. If all of you have been getting on and getting out there and getting your jobs like we suggested in our last podcast, then I'm sure you'll all be able to cover for Alex for his holiday. Anyway, I hope that answered your question, Alex. Thank you again for everyone who's listened, who's joined us on Twitter and Facebook, who's sent their emails in to imstumpedpodcast@hotmail.co.uk. And
thanks for those iTunes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Thanks for, you know, just thanks, guys. You're the reason that we do this show. So yeah, just thanks for listening. I've been Chris Beale.
I've been Sean Cassidy.
And we'll see you next time. Enjoy your holidays, guys. 10 minutes is gone.